Time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Tonight, it's a dynamic duo. Host Dana Rodriguez is joined by teacher Lori Fisher. Here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you can spare us an hour of your very valuable time tonight because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we're looking forward to that participation if possible. We have about an hour to spare, so please give us a call. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, yes, there really is a toll-free number, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Our lines are open right now. If you want to give us a call, we'll get you on as soon as possible. I missed you all because I was gone for 2 weeks. But
we missed you, too.
Really? Yeah, well, yeah, not that much, probably.
Well, you're forcing me to say that.
All right. Anyway, but I am back from London, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you tonight. We'll be covering current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So again, those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter1, mindsovermatter1, that is the numeral 1, and that is at gmail.com. So that's mindsovermatter1 at gmail.com. Feel free to email us anytime. We don't read them during the show, but they all get read. And by the way, thank you for those who enjoyed the music show that I did a couple weeks ago. Appreciate that. I always enjoy doing those, and it's nice to know that people enjoyed it. Also, if you'd like to hear the live stream of the show, you're welcome to do that. All you have to do is go to kalw.org. That is kalw.org. And if you'd like to hear the podcast of the show tonight, that certainly will be available reasonably soon after our program is over, and that will be at kalw.org. If you wait a little bit longer, it'll probably be at iTunes as well. So all that being said, we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. I want to remind you, it's just two of us, so we can take a few more calls tonight. So get online give us a call, and we will get you on as quickly as possible. Here's the first intro. Lori Fisher is happy to report that tomorrow, January 14th, is both National Clean Off Your Desk Day as well as National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day. He plans to celebrate just one of those holidays and dedicates it to Jerry Nachman.
You can guess which one I'll be celebrating. Dana, join me. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is just back from his third annual apology tour to London, where he found the British just as puzzled as ever about what's going on here.
Yeah, well, they're also puzzled about what's going on there. So,
I would think they would be.
Nobody knows what's going to happen
Do they blame us? They shouldn't. I don't think.
No, they don't blame us.
I don't blame them.
Enough troubles of their own without blaming us. And we're going to start with you, Lori.
All right. Well, this is a swap questions because neither Kira or Josh is here. I'll save that question for later. But this is a revisit a question about the NPR Big Read, which was that show that NPR did last year and interviewed and got 10,000 responses to the most popular books that Americans read. And I asked a question about which titles had colors in them. Five of the titles had numbers in them. I'd like to know, of the 100 most popular books on the survey, I'll give you two, no more than three books that had numbers in the title. There's five of them. Might be five and a half.
The premise of this, I mean, the list comes from what again?
It comes from the most popular books that American readers today are reading that they designated as the most popular. There's no children's books or picture books on it, but otherwise they're all fiction.
And these books can be older as well as relatively new?
They can be.
And you're
like Anne of Green Gables was one of the...
There are no numbers in that.
Right, but I'm using one from before. But, I mean, they can be classic literature as when you say older.
All right.
Yeah, so they could be anything in the...
Could it be Anne of 17 Green Gables Avenue?
It could be.
It's not Anne.
It is. All right. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so I'm looking for five titles, and there's sort of a one that isn't really one but might get in there that have numbers in the title.
Are these strictly numbers, or can they be spelled out as numbers? In other words, like one can be O-N-E?
There's a little bit of both.
Fahrenheit 451?
Not on the list, but that's a perfect guess.
Okay. And these are basically adult books for the most
yes.
part.
Yes. I'd say one of them is a young adult book that has a lot of adult readers, but other than that, they were all read by adults. They're all written for adults is how I should put it.
All right. Okay. And, so how many are you
looking for? We're looking for five.
Five.
Five books.
All right.
And we have none. I thought you'd get two pretty easily, but we'll leave the rest out there. You've read.
Disappointed again, aren't you?
you've read at least two of them.
Have I?
Yes.
So are there classic American novels on that list?
Yes.
All right.
And as a bonus, one of them has a number and a color in it.
Hmm. All right. I have to think about it.
That's okay.
Okay.
It's allowed to think about it.
All right. And as I've mentioned before, I just came back from a couple of weeks in London, my partner and I. And so I have a couple of London questions. I'll give you one right off the top here. Who was the only Catholic saint whose severed head was displayed on London Bridge? Who is the only Catholic? It's a very well-known person, so otherwise I wouldn't ask. Who is the only Catholic saint whose severed head was displayed on London Bridge?
Their actual severed head, not a reproduction.
Not while I was there, but this happened quite a while ago.
But it's not like a statue of it. It's the actual head.
Oh, it was the real head.
And it's a real Catholic saint.
It was on a pike on London Bridge. Yes.
Was the person British?
Yes.
And can you tell me why that? I'm not an expert on the Catholic saints.
Neither am I.
Yeah. Let me think here. Is it one of the better known saints?
It's hard for me to answer that question, not knowing what your knowledge of these things is.
I know the big ones like Saint Francis and.
No, it's not Saint Francis. Well, it's English. We've established this person is English, so it's not Saint Francis.
English saints.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll think about that while you're thinking about numbers and titles.
So, who was the only Catholic saint whose severed head was displayed on London Bridge? I'm not going to give you the year because I think that might help you a little too much.
Okay.
And I'll give you another question here. So. As you may know, Sense and Sensibility was Jane Austen's first novel, published novel. Although she was not listed on the book as the author, what was given as the author?
Wow. Was it a pseudonym or just kind of a generic name? Was it like a George Eliot thing where they created a name?
Right? Kind of both, a little bit. So, Sense and Sensibility was Jane Austen's first published novel, but her name was not listed on the book itself, the physical book, as the author. Who was listed as the author?
And there was an author listed?
Yes.
Yeah.
There was an author
somebody's
listed.
Name.
Yes.
It wasn't anonymous or... I mean, the word anonymous wasn't there.
No, not the word anonymous. All right.
Two good questions.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Sid, how are you?
Good.
So it seems like history repeats itself always. So in May 9, 1958, CPS had a series, I guess they called it Track Down, and it had a man, character named Walter Trump, like our president. Do you know what was that show about?
I do.
Okay, go ahead. Tell the audience. Really,
he was a con man in the West,
yes.
Right? And he claimed that aliens were coming down.
No,
he was. But he was like a swindler, right?
Yes. But he also, he promised something. He promised them something.
Oh.
As our president did.
Did he promise them everlasting life or money?
Oh, I will tell you.
Yeah.
I'm really concerned, and this is coming from true scientists. Even I'm a businessman, but I'm more scientist than a businessman. We have been very close, hit by a bunch of asteroids, including tomorrow. There is one about 500 feet. Is going to pass Earth by a hair line, if you count. You know, this thing comes from millions of miles, hundreds of millions of miles. The thing will pass us by 2 million miles, which is nothing. It's like somebody brushing your hair. It's about asteroids. So his comment was about asteroids.
On the show.
You know what his comment said? He was going to save the world.
Oh, that's what the Trump character on the TV show said? I'll save the world? Yeah.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. So we're going to save the world. You know, the village where he lived and the whole world from up and coming asteroid.
Wow.
Within the last few weeks, we have been getting fairly good-sized asteroids missing us. One of them was only about 100,000 miles from Earth. That is half the distance, less than half the distance, no, a little bit more than half the distance of the moon. So we're really up to it. And the one that just came, that's coming tomorrow, they just saw it only a month ago. Well, not enough time to do anything. See, most of the asteroids come from distant where we can see them weeks or months before. But if they come parallel to the sun direction, we cannot see them until the last minute. Now, just another part of that. Good Andy Griffiths also predicted the upcoming of Donald Trump. Do you know the name of the movie? I mentioned it before.
Yeah, A Face in the Crowd.
Face in the Crowd, right.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. You should really, everybody should watch it.
They should.
Totally, con man. Totally unfit. He just uses the media and, you know, and he rises to the top of things. And you can catch him laughing how he's fooling everybody, especially the morons who got him in office. Thank you, guys. Always a great show.
Thank you, Ed.
It's a Bud Schulberg movie, right?
Yeah.
I think so, with Patricia Neal.
But he's brought down.
Yeah. The episode of Trackdown has gone viral, so if you see
it.
Yeah, and it's really amazing. I thought they had maybe photoshopped it or put in voices, but it is a character named Trump claiming just what he'd said.
Interesting. Yeah. All right.
Unsettling.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
This is David from Berkeley.
Hi, David.
I have an answer that I was not why I called, but I think the severed head of a Catholic saint who was not very saintly. It was probably Thomas More.
It was Sir Thomas More. Yes,
nice.
Very good.
Okay, and I also have a question for the panel.
Yes.
I was reading about the wonderful singer Jackie Wilson, who sang "Your Love Is Lifting Me Higher" and other things, and I found an interesting biographical fact about him. It's something that he shares in common with a few other American black people whose names I will mention, and I want you to tell me what these people have in common. Jackie Wilson, musician Ike Turner, Drew Bandini Brown, who was Muhammad Ali's trainer for a long time, Lonnie Guinier, who was temporarily nominated to the Supreme Court by Clinton, author Jamaica Kincaid, actor and singer Nell Carter, and author Walter Mosley. What do all those people have in common?
Well, it's one of the coolest lists I've ever heard. I got to say that. I have no idea. But that's a, as you mentioned, everything I was thinking went out of my head.
Is what they have a professional thing in common?
No.
Is a personal thing?
Yes.
Is it a health or genetic thing?
Not really. Not really. Certainly not a health thing.
Okay.
And they don't all have in common any genetic thing.
Okay. Hmm. And it's not like an award they won or some kind of distinguished thing in their art, or is it?
It is not.
Okay. We might need a hint.
I would say we could add several other people, some perhaps better known, and many others. But
is it? Can you name someone who's not African American on the list, or is that part of the requirement?
There would be many people on the list who are not African American.
Okay.
But that's what makes this list interesting, is that these people are black or generally African American. Jamaica Kincaid is from Antigua.
That's correct. No, that's true.
Yeah.
So they don't all come from the same place or area. It's nothing like
no.
that.
I need a hint.
I need a hint, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not like they're left-handed or something like that.
Well, I'll give you a hint by adding someone to the list.
All right.
Okay.
Now, I know that we're all, some of us here are old fogies, and this may not help you, but let's the musician Drake.
Oh, well, Drake's Canadian, but that's nothing
to do. That's true, but he's right. So he's a little bit off the list. That's a very good point. But still, he has this in common with them as a black North American, let's say.
Did all of these people have this thing at birth?
No.
So it's okay, and it's not professional. So in other words, they didn't have a television. They didn't appear on a television program like Drake did, for instance, when they were young.
That's right, they didn't. Two of these people had this at birth, but the others did not.
Okay, so it's not about their racial background or anything like that.
No, it's not something they all share in common about their racial background.
I just don't know, to be honest.
We need one more hint.
That's the thing.
Or we could just leave it out there, too.
Let's
leave it out there and see if anybody can tell.
It's a great question.
All right. So let's do this then. Repeat the question and give the names, obviously, and then we'll leave it out for people.
All right. The question is, what do all these black North Americans have in common? Ike Turner, Jackie Wilson, Drew Bandini Brown, Lonnie Guinier, Jamaica Kincaid, Nell Carter, Walter Mosley, and the big hint, Drake.
All right. So we're going to put you on hold for a minute, and then you can give the answer, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And in the meantime, Laura, you do a question.
Okay. I will continue. No, I won't continue with this. I'll change the subject. This is the 2019, they announced, well, they didn't announce it, is the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, and they're going to have a summer festival approximately in the same weekend. So I got interested in Woodstock, and I was hoping Josh or Kira would be here, but I think these will be in your wheelhouse, too. So this is about the original Woodstock.
So there were about 400,000 people there, right? Something like that?
And including all of our listeners and everyone we've ever met. Yes.
And about 5 million people say they were
there.
That's
right. Yeah, that's true. So here's what I want to know. Only two of the acts, I have a couple questions. Only two of the acts were solo women performing on stage. So these are women not with a band, so not the Jefferson Airplane. And I want to know the three highest paying groups. The entire budget for the music was only $134,000, which was remarkable. Which three people or groups, if they were groups, got the most money? And so I'm looking for the two women who performed solo on stage, and I'm looking for the three highest paid groups.
Was Joan Baez there?
Yes, that's one of them.
All right.
Okay, so she was one of the two women.
And Not Joni Mitchell. A different drum.
Linda Ronstadt.
No,
it was
not
a different
drum.
Okay, well, she was the singer.
But it wasn't Linda Ronstadt.
It was not Linda Ronstadt.
No. Oh gosh, I can't think now. Is it a white woman?
It is.
Yeah, I think I know who it is.
So Joan Baez was one of the two women, and we're looking for another solo performer.
So were the highest paid. Mm-hmm. None of those were solo people. They were.
One of them was one of the ones you just mentioned.
So Joan Baez.
Joan Baez got
that figure. She was probably the best.
She was a big star.
Yeah.
She got $10,000, so she was tied for third on the list. So give yourself another bell for her. So we're looking for the three highest paid performers. Somebody tied with Joan Baez, so we're looking for three more, and we're looking for the other solo woman performer. As a bonus, if anyone know who opens the show and closed the show, I'd love to hear that too.
I was so high, I don't remember any of it.
I know, but you might have read about it later.
Okay, maybe. And
you weren't even born then, right?
Yeah, no. And two numbers to join us, area code 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. All right, I'll give you a question here, and then we'll go make a couple of calls. All right, so I have a TV question. So I was looking down the list of the 50 longest running primetime network shows. These are all dramatic shows, okay? In other words, scripted shows. So of
the comedies too or not?
It's all, when I say dramatic, it just takes in a scripted show. Okay. So it could be a comedy or a drama. So of those 50, what are the 7 longest running primetime network shows that have the 2 main characters' names in the title? What are the 7 of the of the 50 longest running primetime network shows? What are the 7 shows that have the 2 main characters' names in the title? I'll give you one guess for now.
My first guess would be Laverne and Shirley.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is one. So again, of the 50 longest running primetime network TV shows, what are the 7 that have the 2 main characters' name in the title? So not, in other words, it wouldn't be, they wouldn't be real people. They would be characters that were portrayed in the TV shows.
In every case, is the title the names of those people, or it might be like the mini adventures?
There could be an addendum to it, but it's mostly just the names.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Roger in San Francisco.
Hi, Roger.
Yeah, the English saint impaled on the London Bridge, Thomas More.
That is correct. Sir Thomas More.
Yeah, and by the same token, Montmartre, his name is called the Mount of the Martyr. Who was the martyr? Who was beheaded there? And who, according to legend, carried his head and placed it where there is a church in his name now? Very famous saint.
Is this person considered French?
Oh, yes. It's in the 14th century, if that's anyhow.
Not Joan of Arc, though.
Saint Denis?
You're right.
Wow.
Saint Denis. Very good. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think that's the patron saint of Paris, if I'm not mistaken.
A lot of saint questions tonight. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
For 2 non-Catholics. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Fran.
Hi, Fran.
Welcome back to America.
Thank you very much. It's good.
You're welcome.
It's good to be home. Even under these conditions, it's good to be home.
We're glad that you're back. So I am anyway.
I feel safer, too.
Yeah.
So I want to know the names of the 4 members of Led Zeppelin.
I give you Robert Plant.
Yes.
I give you Jimmy Page.
Hold on. Yep.
I'll give you John Bonham.
Yes.
And I'll let Dana get
there's
the fourth.
There's one more.
I'll let Dana do
I don't
the
want
fourth.
To step on your answer.
No, those are great. There's one more.
I do not know. I'm no good at that. I'm not very good at that.
Yeah, you know, I don't know the fourth name. You could tell us or leave it out, whichever you want.
Yeah,
I'm happy I got the first 3.
I'm glad you did, too. It's John Paul Jones.
Oh, that's right. Very good.
And now, of those people, Lori, Jimmy Page was in a group before Led Zeppelin. What was the name of the group he sang with? Famous group.
Was he in
Cream?
No.
No, that was Eric Clapton. Yeah. Was he in the Yardbirds?
Yes, he was, yes.
Very
good.
Keep giving me those questions.
Yeah, right.
I'm very happy.
By the way, 1984 is one of the books.
It is. Very good.
Oh, very good.
That's the only one I could think of.
Well, that's a very good one. Excellent.
My last question is, who was Stevie Winwood? What rock group was he the singer of, the lead singer?
What are you looking at me?
I'm giving you
I don't encourage this sort of thing.
This one's stealing candy from a baby. He was in traffic.
Winwood.
He was traffic. Yeah. No.
You're very good. Okay, that's it for me.
Oh, that was
thank
one
you very
of my,
much.
That was one of my favorite.
Don't
groups.
Ever call back with that kind of question again.
Call every week with that exact question.
Which one?
All the Led Zeppelin and the traffic.
Only when Lori is on, you're going to waste them on me.
Okay.
All right.
It's okay.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye bye.
Not wasted.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We hope you're enjoying the show. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. If you would like to hear your voice on the air, you're certainly welcome to do that simply by calling area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Panel tonight, just two people, so we can take a few more calls. That would be Lori Fisher from Dabo Valley College. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you are listening to us, of course, on KALW, your local public radio station. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Tara from Burlingame.
Hi.
Hi, I'd like to submit guesses for the remaining book titles with numerical words.
Excellent. What do you got?
Okay, for the young adult, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
It's not on the list.
Okay. How about One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Also not on the list. Great. Really
okay.
Good guesses.
100 Years of Solitude.
That is on the list.
All
very
right.
Good.
And 1984.
Somebody got that, but we'll give you a bell for that one, too.
Okay.
Color.
Those were my guesses. I'm sorry that I erred on the others.
No, that's okay. That's very good.
That's all right.
So we now have 1984 and 100 Years of Solitude.
All right.
All right. Thank you for the show.
Thank you very much.
All right. Good night.
About 1919, John Dos Passos.
No. So, shockingly, not in the 100 most popular books. It's probably the second 100.
We don't travel in the same circles.
Yeah. All the rest of the titles have other words. 1984 was the only one with just the number in it. All the others have other words in it.
Yeah. All right. And it's your turn.
Can I get one more guess on the pairs of people named in TV shows?
No, all right.
I think Starsky and Hutch. Are they?
No.
Not in the top seven?
Not in the top seven, anyway.
All right. All right. I'll leave them off. All right. I'm going to ask this question. I like this one. This one will be more in your wheelhouse. We're back to literature on this one, serious literature. I'm going to give you the names of five trilogies, and all I want is the answer is the author of the trilogies. As a bonus, if you can name one or more of the books in that trilogy, I'd like that.
Katniss Everdeen doesn't figure in this anywhere, does it?
I'm not saying. She may turn up.
All right.
The first is they all have the word trilogy at the end. The House of Earth trilogy is the first. USA trilogy. The third, the Studs Lonergan trilogy. The fourth is the Border trilogy. And the fifth is the Bounty trilogy. So I'm looking for the authors, and then I'm pretty sure if you know the authors, you'll know one or more of the books, but you'll get the bell if you get the authors of the House of Earth trilogy, USA trilogy, Studs Lonergan trilogy, Border trilogy, or Bounty trilogy, and you can have a maximum of two.
Well, the Bounty trilogy, is that Nordoff and Hall?
It is. And which ones
wrote Mutiny on the Bounty.
They did.
And In the Wake of the Bounty, is that one?
That's not in the trilogy for some reason.
Okay, I don't remember the
other. The other two are Men Against the Sea and Pitcairn's Island.
Okay.
Okay, but give yourself a bell on that one.
And I'm sorry, what were the other ones?
The other ones are House of Earth, USA, Studs Lonergan, and the Border
Trilogy.
Well, isn't
USA the Dos Passos, John Dos Passos?
Ironically, yes it is.
So 1919 and then...
it's in there.
I forgot the other two.
The 42nd Parallel The Big Money.
Okay.
So we got the Dos Passos and the Nordoff and Hall. So we're looking for House of Earth, Studs Lonergan, and the Border Trilogy.
All right. Work. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Ben from Berkeley.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, I have a couple of answers for you, I think. The long list of people with something in common, did we get that?
Not yet.
I believe they're all Jewish.
Converted
or...
Yes, we're getting the thumbs up.
You are correct, sir, as Ed McMahon is.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. It was Greek that gave that away.
I did not know that even a little.
I did not know that.
Yeah, for any of them, let alone all of them. Great answer.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did you know that right away?
I knew once they said Drake. That's the best piece of trivia about Drake.
Are these converts or their family was already Jewish?
I think the caller had said that two of them were born with this, and the rest of them were not. So I think most of them are converts.
Interesting.
And he said the easy hint was Drake, and that was the giveaway for you, huh?
That was the giveaway for me.
I had no idea.
I stopped getting the newsletter.
I have a couple others.
All right.
Catch 22 or Fahrenheit 451?
Catch 22.
For the novels with numbers?
I guessed Fahrenheit 451.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Yeah, don't hang out with Dana, but Catch 22 is correct. You got
right,
a bell on that one.
Okay. Great. And then the Border Trilogy is Cormac McCarthy.
It is indeed. Do you know which books are in it?
There's the one about the horses.
The one about the horses is the correct title. Yeah. All the Pretty Horses.
There's Blood Meridian. Is that one of them?
That's not one of them.
Okay. No. Okay. I don't remember.
It's enough. You got
the plane.
No, you got the bell. The Crossing and Cities of the Plain are the other two.
Yeah. Right.
Very good.
Okay. I've got a couple more if you've got.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, Steve Winwood was also the singer for the Spencer Davis Group.
That's true. Give him a bell for that. Not just Traffic.
Reluctantly.
Yeah.
And then I have some guesses. Can you repeat the question about the TV shows?
Sure. So of the 50 longest-running primetime network TV shows, so in other words, ABC, CBS, NBC,
mm-hmm.
largely, what are the seven that have the names of the two main characters in the title?
Okay. I have three guesses. One is Kate and Allie.
No.
No. Cagney and Lacey.
That is correct.
Very nice.
Very good.
And Scarecrow and Mrs. King.
No.
Not sure that was true. Is that close?
You're telling me what your TV watching was back in the late 80s.
He's just heard of those shows. He's
I
never
know,
watched
them. You guess
them.
My age. Okay. Yeah, right. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Was appreciate the Scarecrow it. The name of a character?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Who's the Scarecrow? Bruce Boxleitner, I think. Or,
is that right?
Who was that?
Not Pierce Brosnan.
Mrs. King was Kate Jackson.
I really?
Think. Yeah.
All right. I don't know. Yeah.
The smart one, as they used to say, the Charlie's Angels.
He was the smart. Yeah.
She was the smart one.
So we just have two of the seven, right?
Yes.
All right.
Anyway, so okay, let me give you a question here. So, according to IMDb, which is the International Movie Database, people do an awful lot of work on that. I'm glad I'm not that person.
It's a great website, though.
Yeah, yeah. So, according to IMDb, who are the most filmed authors from these six countries? Okay. Who are the most filmed authors from these six countries? In other words, who has had the most movies made from their literary works from these six countries?
It probably won't matter, but are these English-speaking movies or not necessarily?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Not necessarily. So, number one, Russia. Number two, Scotland. Number three, Germany. Number four, France. Number five, the USA. Number six, Spain. So according to IMDb, who are the most filmed authors from these countries? In other words, who has had the most movies made from their works, feature films, from these countries? Number one's Russia. Number two, Scotland. Number three, Germany. Number four, France. Number five, the USA. Number six, Spain. I'll give you two guesses.
All right. I'm going to guess for France, Alexandre Dumas.
That is correct.
And the next one that occurred to me for Russia, Tolstoy.
That is not correct.
Okay.
So, very good. Alexander Dumas is correct.
And then, okay, can I get one more yes?
No.
Okay. Fair enough.
Later on.
Okay. Yeah, we have a lot of callers coming in.
And anyway, so once more, according to IMDb, who are the most filmed authors from these various countries? In other words, what authors have had the most movies made from their works? Number one, Russia. Number two, Scotland. Number three, Germany. Number four, France. Number five, USA. Number six, Spain. And Laurie got France, and that was Alexandre Dumas, or as one of my classmates used to say, dumbass. But and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, see it again. I'm sorry to call back, but I forgot to ask you, the main question is what Walter Trump wanted to do to protect the people from asteroids. What did he want to do?
In that TV
yeah,
show.
CBS video.
He must have wanted to sell them something, right?
No.
Oh, no.
Something much closer to home. He wanted to build a wall.
Oh, that's right. That's
right. He wanted to build a wall. You know, asteroids of that size that's even coming tomorrow would destroy a whole state, even maybe the whole continent. It's just unbelievable similarity. I mean, really, really, really. Everybody, remember, Walter Trumbite. Walter Trump, watch it online. Thank you. Really
Thank
good
you.
Video. All Take right. care. All right.
And let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet.
And the show that the Walter Trump character is on was called Track Now. So people look that
up. It's a Western from
58, I think, was the year that this was on.
When every other show on TV was a Western.
Yeah, if people Google it, it'll come up right away.
All right.
Questions that are unanswered. So the NPR Big Read, I was looking for the top 100 books that Americans liked. Five of them had numbers in the title. We got Catch-22, 1984, 100 Years of Solitude. We're looking for the two others. Woodstock, 50th anniversary of Woodstock's coming up. There were two women at the original Woodstock in 1969 who sang on the stage solo. Joan Baez was one. Dana got that. I'm looking for the other one. And then I'm looking for the highest paid performers. And Joan Baez was one of those as well with 10,000. Two people got more.
And Dana got that too.
Dana, I was about to get that as well.
Speaking myself in the third person now. All right.
He's doing sock puppets now. Yep. So I'm looking for the other. There's still three more because one tied with Joan Baez. Mm. And then as a bonus question, who opened Woodstock and who closed it? Both really well-known acts. And then I had one more question here. Oh, two more trilogies left. The Bounty Trilogy, Dana got that. We also got the USA Trilogy, the Border Trilogy. I'm looking for the Studs Lonigan, which I thought was the easiest, but maybe not. And the House of Earth Trilogy. And we'll leave those for callers, so don't guess those yet. We still have time.
Studs Lonigan. It's not Frank Harris.
It's not.
It's somebody like Frank Harris, though.
Somebody like him, but let's keep it a secret.
Yeah, all right. Okay. And let's see. Okay. So Jane Austen's first novel was Sense and Sensibility, the first published novel, but her name wasn't actually not on the published book. Who was given as the author? So who was given as the author of Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility when it was first published? And the so of the 50 longest-running primetime network TV shows, what are the seven that have the two main characters' names in the title? So far we have Laverne and Shirley and Cagney and Lacey. What are the other ones on that list? According to IMDb, who are the most filmed authors from these various countries? Number one, Russia. Number two, Scotland. Number three, Germany. Number four, France. Number five, USA. Number six, Spain. And Lori got France, which was Alexandre Dumas.
I think Joni and Chachi are not one of the
That
couples.
Is not, no.
I just want to get that out of the way.
Yeah. And the two numbers to join us here, and we'll take as many calls as we can. Area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, hello. This is Fran from Daly City.
Hi, Fran.
Hi. I have answers for the name of two people who were on TV programs.
Okay.
Mork and Mindy. Are they?
They are not, because the show was not on long enough to get on the list.
Really?
In other words, it wasn't the one of the longest running.
Yeah.
Okay, Sonny and Cher.
Not Sonny and Cher either.
Not one of them. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran.
And Sonny and Cher probably aren't fictional. Are they all fictional?
Yes, they're all fictional.
Okay, that's a good guess. Those are really good guesses. Yeah.
One is very borderline in that one of the shows I'm looking for is that they played characters with the same names as themselves.
Okay.
So
that's fine.
That's borderline.
Yeah.
But you understand what I'm talking about. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there? No? Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom from Southern California.
Hi, Tom. Good.
Howdy. How about Tale of Two Cities for the book?
No.
Oh, no.
It's not one of the most 200 most popular these days. Yeah, it'd be on mine.
Things have really gone down.
I know.
Well, that's to be expected. Yeah. Let's see. Sense and Sensibility. Was it just listed as a lady?
Yes, I'll accept that. It's by a lady.
Real.
Excellent.
Very good. Either that or Alan Smithy.
Yeah.
Old lady. Is it Jerry Lewis? Yeah. Old lady.
Old lady. Open the show. It wasn't Hendrix, was it?
No, but he closed the show, so I'm going to give you that one.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he was the last act of Woodstock. Very good.
Yeah. Was he one of the highest paid?
He was the highest paid. Very good. He got $18,000. So give him another bell on that. So we now have Hendrix closing the show and Hendrix getting the most money.
Did Sha Na Na open it?
No, But it's good that you know them. Sha Na Na came on right before Hendrix, believe it or not. They almost closed the show. Yeah, but they don't get any bells on that one.
Yeah, yeah. Though I suppose they probably did for the people who ate the brown acid.
I think it surprises people that they were at Woodstock, being, you know, the kind of act they were, but there they were.
Mm. I'll guess on some of the authors. Russia, is that Chekhov?
It is Chekhov. Oh. Very good.
Yay. Is Scotland Stevenson?
Very good. Robert Louis Stevenson.
Nice.
Excellent.
He's the man. Germany, is it the Brothers Grimm?
It is the Brothers Grimm.
Oh, excellent. And I won't get these. Spain, Cervantes.
That is correct.
Oh, man.
Wow. He's the only Spanish author I could think of. And the USA, I don't know, Spillane?
No.
Not a bad guess.
Thanks for throwing that away.
No, he almost ran the board. That was good.
Yeah, very good.
I was lucky. For the two main characters, how about Ozzie and Harriet?
Yes.
Oh,
the Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet.
Nice.
That is the longest-running show in TV history with the main characters in the title.
Wow.
Yeah, and did you ever see the 70s reboot of it?
I did. Is it Ozzie's Girls or Ozzie's?
Something like that, yeah, where they take in some boarders. And
I watched it religiously. No, I didn't. But I
only saw the one where they thought Ozzie, or they suspected him of being a swinger in one of the episodes. I thought that was hilarious.
Really, really fictional.
Far-fetched as you can guess.
That was science fictional.
How about, it's not on there, but I'm going to give a shout-out to the show, Rick and Morty.
No.
No? Darn. Jake and the Fat Man.
No.
Hardcastle and McCormick.
No.
BJ and the Bear.
No.
I can keep going, but I won't.
Really?
Okay. Minneapolis and St. Paul.
It's a little scary.
All right. Oh, I'll ask, since you were just in London, what are the, do you know the four patron saints, or the patron saints of each of the countries in the British Isles?
Well, St. Andrew for Scotland, St. George for England.
Right.
Ay, ay, ay. St. Andrew, St. George, I'm trying to think of the Welsh. One for Wales. And Northern Ireland, right?
Yeah.
St. Peter?
No. They're all...
They're pretty...
I mean, they're all local saints. In other words, they're not...
Local kids.
They're not good. They're not commuters, right?
Yeah, no. Can't think of the... Oh, is it St. Cuthbert? No, not St. Cuthbert.
No.
No?
No,
can't think
Ireland, of the Northern Ireland one should be pretty easy.
Oh, St. Patrick?
It is St. Patrick.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
And, Wales is the hardest one, but it's a very common name, and but it's St. David.
Okay.
Easy enough.
It's not much of a Welsh name.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks. Adios.
Bye-bye. Adios. All right. Is it my turn?
I'm not sure.
Well,
we've got a lot of calls too. Okay.
And
I think it is.
Okay. Let's see. Who was the last queen or king executed at the Tower of London? Who was the last queen or king of England to be executed at the Tower, of London? Yes.
After Mary Queen of Scots? Or how about Mary Queen of Scots?
She was not a king or queen of England.
Oh, that's why that's wrong. Huh?
Yeah. So, who was the last queen or king of England to be executed at the Tower of London?
So, how did it fill me in on my English history? How would a king or queen of England get killed at get executed at the Tower of London?
Treason or some reasonably close facsimile?
Yeah. What century?
I'm not going to give
that time.
No,
boy.
All right,
that's really interesting. Yeah, no.
All right. So, who was the last king or queen of England to be executed at the Tower of London? And the two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. This is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. And I'm Dana Rodriguez, here with Teacher Lori Fisher, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, all the good ones are gone already.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It always happens.
Well, I know, but someone got, first of all, someone got a bell for traffic, and then someone else got the bell for another Steve Winwood
band. Spencer
so
Davis
I want a bell
group.
For Blind Faith, yeah. How yeah. can I get a Blind Faith? And I had Jimmy for the high-paid guy, but someone got that. I got 50 Shades of Grey for that book.
You do. That one has a number and a color. Very
there
nice.
Did Richie Havens open Woodstock?
He did open Woodstock. Very good.
And who's that guy with the talk show? Andy Williams? Did his wife sing solo? Melanie.
You know, Melanie's the right answer, but she wasn't married to Andy Williams,
no,
was
that
she?
Was,
that was Claudine Longet. But the bell for Melanie. Give him a bell for that. Yeah.
I thought she was. Well, all right, anyway. And that guy almost ran the table on those country authors.
He did.
I don't know how he missed Stephen King.
It's not Stephen King.
Wow.
I don't know how that can be.
I don't either.
Yeah. Will and Grace?
Will and Grace is correct, actually. Very good for the TV shows.
not the author.
Not the author.
I got a question then. Here's a question. Since we've done the Woodstock thing, I know that all of you are too young to remember the Us Festival. But who opened the Us Festival at 10 o'clock in the morning and was the lowest paid band there? But the only reason that they were invited because wherever they play, they bring 30,000 people with them.
So tell us, I don't know the Us Festival. When and where was it?
What?
I know. I'm embarrassed. It sounds like I should. Yeah.
It was an attempt to make another Woodstock in San Bernardino in 1984, and it was funded and put on by Steve Wozniak.
Was it the Grateful Dead?
Yes.
And they got the Grateful Dead up at 10
the
in the morning?
They're the ones that could bring that 30,000 people.
But at 10, they got them up at 10 in the morning? That's amazing.
Yeah, and they paid them lower than anyone else who was at the
no
festival.
No kidding.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's Steve Wozniak. He's a good guy.
Very good. Good question.
Thank you. We like your show.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, this is Fred in West Virginia.
Hi, Fred.
Hey, Fred.
I got beat on the black performers who are Jewish, but I want to ask Laura, the Chicago White Sox black player who is Jewish.
What era are we talking about?
I'd say 90s, but I'm not a sports fan.
So a Chicago White Sox Jewish player who is also African-American?
Absolutely, that's the question.
How about Harold Baines?
Don't know. I'll default on that. Okay.
Okay.
Any other guess?
Nope. Not for me.
Carlos May.
Okay. The Big Hurt.
Oh, Frank Thomas?
Yes. He married a Jewish girl and has a Mogan David, a Star of David, on his chest.
Oh, he's doing those commercials now for...
Not embalming stuff, but you know...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Testosterone.
For testosterone.
He's got a Star of David on.
during the commercial? Is that true?
I haven't noticed. I'll have to look at that.
All right.
I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
But the closer for the Woodstock, James Allen Hendrick.
That somebody got it, but you get it again. Jimi Hendrix,
okay.
Indeed.
And what was the song? What was the song, Laura?
Did he end with the Star Spangled Banner?
No.
Okay. Then Purple Haze?
No.
Oh, then I don't know.
I named my son after that.
Jacob. Jacob's Ladder. No. He does have a song named Jacob.
Hey, Joe.
Really? Oh, that's good.
Joe. Yeah. All right.
That's
thank
right.
You guys.
Thank you very
all
much.
You guys are awesome.
One of his sons is named Joe.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Fred and I went to high school together.
All right.
And he ended up in West Virginia anyway.
Yeah.
Oh. That's what he says.
And it's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn. All right. I have a Twilight Zone question.
All right. Okay.
So the opening of the Twilight Zone, when Rod Serling comes on, I'm going to stop in the middle of this and ask you to fill in the blank. He said, there is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between, and then he has three pairs. So it is the Twilight Zone is the middle ground between A and B, B and C, that kind of thing. I want those three pairs if you know them. And if you know
something like sleeping and wake, sleep and wake?
It's something like that. Those aren't it. But it is kind of like that. So this is the introduction that Rod Serling gives, and right before the part I'm looking for, he says, it is the middle ground between, and people reciting it in their heads. And he ends with, this is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone. So I'm leaving out the middle part. That's my question.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Stephen Vallejo.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. So is Ready Player One on your list of books?
It is. That's the fifth one. Very good. Yeah, that's the last one that we needed. Good.
And The Twilight Zone is the middle ground between light and shadow.
Give him a bell. What else? You got all of them?
Science and Superstition.
Excellent.
And I don't remember the wording on the last part. It's longer.
It is longer. It's a couple of phrases. You want to take a whack at it?
Something about man's fears and I don't remember the rest of it.
Give him half a bell. It is between between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge.
Summit of his knowledge.
Yeah, that's very good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, so the American Society of Cinematographers came out with their list of 100 milestone films in the art and craft of cinematography in the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
The top 10 are ranked 1 to 10, and then the rest are just unranked.
So these are all American films. Are they all American films?
Yes, they're all American. Well, yes.
So
all American films, 20th century.
So you want the films, not the cinematographer.
Greg Tolan, Citizen Kane?
Citizen Kane will be a number one, right?
Yes, Citizen Kane is number four.
Okay. Is Night of the Hunter, Stanley Cortez on there?
No, not in the top 10.
All right. Are these black and white or color, most of them?
Both.
Is Vertigo on there?
Not in the top 10.
Okay.
There's no Hitchcock in the top 10.
Are there any silent films?
No.
Oh, but there would be.
There's Citizen Kane is the oldest film on the top 10 list. The rest are 60s or later.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, number one is in the 60s.
So one of
I disagree with his list already.
there'll be a Western or two on there, right? So is Red River on there or a John Ford film?
No Westerns in the top 10.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, right. Wait. I guess I'm not familiar with one of them. It could be a spaghetti Western.
No spaghetti Western.
So no international productions like Lawrence of Arabia or something like that.
That's number one.
Oh,
that is number one. Okay.
Yeah.
Any more David
Lean? I guess they're British films as well.
All right.
Are there other David Lean films on there? Or is it just one per director? Okay.
Okay, so...
It's not one per director, but there are no other David Lean films.
Okay.
There's two Coppola films.
What, The Godfather?
Yes. Number five.
And Apocalypse Now?
Yep, number three.
All right. And...
two science fiction films.
2001?
Yeah.
Yep, number nine.
Makes sense.
Another sci-fi film.
Another sci-fi
film. Post... well, person
1982.
Yeah. What year?
82. No.
Oh, E.T.?
No.
It's too... Close Encounters?
No, that's too early.
Too early? Okay.
Not Alien. That's
Ridley Scott.
So it's not Alien. It's Aliens.
No.
Ridley Scott.
Is he Blade Runner?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, very good. Yeah.
What else? There's a Scorsese film.
Is it
I bet it's Raging Bull.
Yeah.
Yes, Raging Bull.
Very good.
That's
seven of them.
Yeah.
There's a 71 film.
Well, that's not a help.
Friedkin.
Oh, The
Exorcist?
No.
French Connection?
Yep.
Okay. Oh.
And then what else? So there's a Bertolucci film.
Last Tango? No, the...
A Conformist? The Last Emperor?
Yep.
Conformist?
No, it's Conformist.
Yeah. All right.
And one more, Terrence Malick.
Badlands. Days of Heaven, I bet.
Days of Heaven,
It's hard
to work. I have a list of films I have to go watch now.
So. Everybody should. They're all good.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Love the show.
Appreciate it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, I'm from Berkeley. And is it Saul Bellow for Suds Lonergan or either the author who was
friends with Simone de Beauvoir.
So,
I can't remember his name, but is it Saul Bellow?
It's not Saul Bellow.
It's a contemporary of Saul Bellow's.
Oh, okay.
It's a little before Saul Bellow. All these books were written in the 30s.
Oh, okay.
So you might be thinking of Sartre. Was he the...
No, he lived in Chicago, and he was an author.
This is
at the same time. He was friends very close to Simone de Beauvoir.
Oh, keep going.
Can't.
It's a
but I want to know if Fibbert McGee and Molly was ever on TV.
It was on TV.
Is that one of them?
No, it is not, because it was only on TV for... I think it was less than a year.
Okay.
It was not a success on TV.
Okay.
But no, so it's not that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
This is Ron in San Francisco.
Hi, Ron.
The last monarch beheaded in the tower.
Yes.
Catherine Howard.
It was Catherine Howard. Very good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Ironically enough, she was like second cousin to Anne Boleyn, who was also beheaded in the tower.
Right, right. Last queen that Henry VIII executed. Very good.
Yes.
1542.
Anyway, that's all I have.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Connie in Florida.
Hi, Connie.
Hi, I have a couple guesses. Mike and Molly for TV shows?
Not Mike and Molly.
Okay, for USA author, John Grisham?
Not John Grisham.
Okay, and you got all the books, right? The five books with the numbers?
We did. Did you have another guess?
I was going to guess Slaughterhouse-Five.
A really good guess, and should be on the list, but isn't.
All right, that was it for me.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
George Burns and Gracie Allen.
George Burns and Gracie Allen, yes. The George Burns and Gracie Allen show, that is one of them.
Right. Well, those are two kind of real couples then.
That's true. All but they were playing characters.
We're still missing two, right?
Right.
Get a couple in.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I thought it was Charles I that was executed.
He was not executed at the tower, actually. He was executed, but not there. And but no, not the last.
And there was something about James T. Farrell. I missed part of that.
Correct answer. James T. Farrell wrote the Studs Lonergan trilogy.
Yeah, he wrote the Studs Lonergan.
Yeah,
right.
Young Lonergan, the young manhood.
Yeah,
of
I read
Studs
all those
and
when
Judgment
I was 12.
Day.
Or 15 or something.
You were not born yet when they were written.
No, no. Okay, this is Nancy from Berkeley.
Thank you, Nancy.
Okay. Yep, bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's me.
Hi, it's you, yes.
Oh, good. Ronan Martin for TV Guys.
Not Ronan Martin, no.
Because the show was called Profit.
For overpaid Woodstock acts, how about Janis and the Full Tilt Boogie Band?
Yeah, you know, they're not in the top three. They're just below, they made $7,500, Janis Joplin's band, but that didn't crack the top three.
Oh, I thought her manager would have got it done for her. Okay. All right. Anyway, good night.
Good night. Thank you. All right, time to clean up here.
All right.
What do we got?
We have the top four. So we got Melanie and Joan Baez being the soloists. Richie Havens opened Woodstock and Hendrix closed it. Hendrix made the most money, second most. So it's Blood, Sweat, and Tears, 15,000. Joan Baez made 10,000 along with Creedence Clearwater Revival. And then everybody else, like the band and Janis Joplin, Jefferson Airplane, made just below that. The least paid group was Quill, $375. Haven't heard of them. And everything else, somebody got the James Farrell. I was so happy at the last thing. That's all my answers.
Okay. All right, let's see here. According to IMDb, who is the most filmed author from these various countries? Those were all gotten. Russia, Chekhov, Scotland, Robert Louis Stevenson, Germany, Grimm Brothers, France, Alexander Dumas, Spain, Cervantes. Nobody got the USA, and that's Edgar Allan Poe.
Whoa.
Seven longest-running primetime network shows that have the two main characters' name in the title. The only ones nobody got were Simon and Simon and the Gilmore Girls. Let's see. Was there anything else here? And I don't think there was. So my thanks to Lori Fisher from Diablo Valley College. My thanks to Steve Wilcott and David LaTulipe for handling the board and phones. And, of course, my thanks to you out there for taking the time to tune in and call in. It's great to be back, and it's great to hear from you. I'm Dana Rodriguez. I've been your moderator for the last hour, and I will be back here next Sunday at 7 p.m. I hope you will be, too. So have a great week, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
You're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.